What's up, everybody? Hope you're doing well. Here we are, Engage Heaven Today. I'm Pastor James Levesque. Want to thank you for tuning in and making us a part of your day. I am in, believe it or not, Branson, Missouri. Isn't that crazy? So we're kind of doing this on the road. And as you know, I try to get this done on the day because, I don't know, I feel like there's something so powerful about doing devotions together. So on that day. And so we're here today. Great opportunity to be with Jim Baker, just an icon of Christian television, and doing some programs about our devotional, which we're doing here. So if you are listening to this, welcome to the family. And today, September 20th, we're going to talk about being brave. Joshua 1:9, have I not commanded you, be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Joshua 1:9. Joshua bravely led the Israelites into the promised land against all odds, and he conquered because he believed that God was with him. We can be brave in our daily lives by demonstrating that our faith is in God. That may look like paying for someone's groceries, vocalizing truth at the water cooler at work, sharing your faith with a friend, praying for someone that's sick, or standing for justice when nobody else is willing to stand up. God wants us to be brave. He wants to fill us with courage. Being brave doesn't mean you're never fearful. Otherwise, the Bible wouldn't encourage us 365 times, you know, one for every day of the year, to be brave and to fear not. You'll definitely face fear. Being brave doesn't mean you'll always feel brave, because courage is a decision, not a feeling. Let's embrace our DNA as sons and daughters of the King and choose to be brave today. Bravery is so important because, like I mentioned, fear is, you're not going to escape fear. Fear won't have a hold on you, and it doesn't have to have power over you, but you're not going to escape the fact that it will talk, right? Fear will speak. Even people that aren't fearful or don't feel fearful will have those moments where fear will speak. And the thing with fear that is so misunderstood, getting tempted by fear or feeling fearful is not a sin. Listen to me clearly. Feeling fear or even being fearful at times is not a sin. It's what you do in the face of fear that makes the difference. For instance, if God's calling you to do something and you just feel fear from the top of your head to the soles of your feet, and you're just like, I just can't do this. Now you have a decision. If you don't do it, then you fall into sin. If you do it anyway, that's what courage is. Courage is not not feeling fear. Boldness, you don't feel fear, though there's moments in boldness you just do it. Courage, which is more likely, you're going to feel fear, but knowing what God's called you to do, you do it anyway. And so a lot of people, you know, fear has crippled so many people. The voice of fear has dominated so many people over the years, and it has everything to do with when God is speaking to you, what you do in the face of fear matters. Right? And so a lot of people feel like, well, I feel fear, then I'm already falling. You're not falling, but you have to overcome the fear. In your brain, there are footpaths. Those lines in your brain, those are footpaths telling you that, you know, those are habits. Those are mindsets. Those are thoughts that reoccur. You have to change your footpaths in your brain to not give in to the lie of fear. It is mental. It is spiritual. Fear has one goal, and that is to rob God's destiny from your life. And so today, we have to stand strong and realize that fear, it may feel like it's there. It may be speaking to you, but we don't empower it, right? Every time we believe a lie, we empower the liar. Every time we listen to fear, we are empowering the devil himself. Today, it's about courage. Today, it's about being brave. Everybody knows that we have a saying for my kids. So I dropped them off this morning to school. Actually, yesterday morning. This morning, I woke up in Missouri. I took them to school yesterday morning. And when I took them, they said their declaration. They said, I'm a leader, not a follower. I'm a head and not the tail. I'm above and not beneath. I'm a lender, not the borrower. I'm blessed and highly favored. And I'm going to change this world. They've been saying it. My nine-year-old's been saying it for 9 years. Every day of his life, he declares it. And now I add on a father's blessing. And I say that today, you are not going to fear. You're going to be full of courage and boldness and faith. Because whatever tries to attack those kids, they're going to know that the declaration of courage is on them. You may have to do your own declaration every day. You may have to do something to get outside of yourself, get outside of your shell, and believe that God is with you and that he has the best things in mind for you. Fear doesn't have to have a hold on you. You are powerful. You are mighty. God can do great things in your life, but you just cannot listen to that lie. It's a lie. That's all it is, a lie. And today, make a decision. You're going to be clothed with courage. You're going to be clothed with boldness, and you're not going to fear. And whatever season you're in, whatever transition you're in, whatever you're facing in your life, whether it's family, whether it's job, whether it's whatever it is, no matter what, it could be mental, it could be physical, no matter what it is, we are not going to fear the worst case scenario. We're going to live in courage, and we're going to believe, and we're going to stand out, and we're going to step out, and we're going to take risks with the face of fear in front of us. We're going to be courageous today, and we're going to step out and believe. Because, you know, the truth is, what a powerful truth today about being brave. Bravery is needed. It's incredible. And it only comes through the Holy Spirit. You can't get that anywhere else but from God. And so, Father, today I pray for every person listening to the sound of my voice. I thank you that the voice of fear is broken. And I thank you for supernatural courage and supernatural faith, that they would rise up and be brave. God, I declare bravery on every person listening within the sound of my voice, that today would be a day full of courage and full of bravery and full of victory in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. We love you guys. Listen, couple things. Sorry for the noise. Outside of my window here is a lot of construction apparently in Missouri. Also, this weekend, Friday and Saturday night in Madeira Beach, we have Catherine Mullins. It's going to be incredible. Friday night in West Haven, Connecticut, I'm going to be there. So I'm going to be in West Haven Friday. I'm going to be back in Madeira on Saturday. Join us. It's going to be a wild weekend. If you're anywhere in Florida or Connecticut, if not, you can live stream, get the devotional, join us. Our women's devotional is starting to be released. It comes out next week. We have a few limited copies that we've been selling in our churches, but can't wait for you guys to get that. We love you. We'll see you tomorrow. As always, thank you for rocking with Engage Heaven today. I'm out.